Welcome, everybody, to the February 6th edition of Saturday AM Live. This is a kickoff call for a new format that we're going to be doing on the first Saturday of every month. So we hope you enjoy it, and you'll have to bear with us a little bit as we work the bugs out of it. And if you're not on the WebEx right now, you can go to that and see the slides, or you can just listen in. It's your choice. But the website to access that is www.ybhurtn.com. That's the letter Y, the letter B, HURTN.com. And then the last item on the list there is the WebEx menu, and you just click on that, then click Join. Enter your name, your email, and the password, which is Wellness101. Again, capital W in the word wellness, and then 101. And that website, again, is ybhurtn.com, Denison Ruth's site. So that's where we're at. Ruth, I'm going to let you kick it off, and we'll go through the slides, and then also share kind of the vision of how this came about.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Hi, everybody. So, first slide here we have up. I'll do a little bit of description as I go along, just in case you're not on the WebEx yet, and have a question here for everyone. Who am I, where am I, and where do I want to go? So what do you want to do with your life? And today, specifically, more about health concerns and what you want to do, what changes you need to be making with weight, with your immune system, with your bone health. And the most important is stress from the back pocket. We have found since the beginning of when we were in NECAN that the most common pain came from the back pocket, and that most of the people wouldn't really relate to even to the products because that pain was hitting them so bad that they couldn't notice that they could or even think that they might be able to make a change by changing their health until they had solved the back pocket pain. So this is kind of a comes from, of course, the new product that we have that we will be talking about here, the Body Balance Program, or product. And the idea that you can lose weight and win. And definitely, if you have some extra weight, it is a part of the problem with any health problems that you have. So, I want to ask a couple of questions to begin with for you to ponder. If you knew there were problems in the future of the health care, why would they think about that, Vance? And it would affect you or your loved ones. Would you want to learn of a proven plan for increased wellness? Not get into the sick care? Well, that's kind of a question that doesn't really require much of an answer. If you could help people feel better and be healthier without drugs, would you want to learn more about these products? If you could earn an extra substantial or an exciting income educating folks about these products in a comfortable manner, people sometimes think you have some kind of a pressure or something, but we learn about just visiting and finding out about where people are and where they want to go. If you could do that, would you want to investigate that opportunity, knowing you could also make the choice to just use the products and possibly referring those who are in need? So let's take a look at what's available here. What are we talking about? A few of you I've sent these slides to, and the notes, and I must note, you don't need to print them all out because I have a lot of the lists of the notes. And that's another subject is when you do presentations, you can have notes. We definitely recommend it because you will be more duplicatable if you're wanting to build a business. So this is probably something most of you recognize, the fact that we have a fantastic business that is very stable, that is where we're coming from. We also have some fantastic products that most of you are familiar with and that we are so confident of what they can do to help you with your health that they've become a mission to many because of the product results that have people have experienced and you tell us about on a fairly regular basis. And so we ask, do you know how to protect your health? There's more than just the products. There are many dangerous bacteria that we hear about in the headlines. I'm not sure where else they are besides the headlines, but that's another subject. Chronic diseases are, however, are epidemic. And those would be the ones that we hear about the most and our products work with the most. And we very much appreciate our medical professionals. We don't really think they have a mask clear up over their eyes. But we recognize that our health is our responsibility. Excuse me. And so we want to help people to be able to take better care of that health. So what are some things that we need to do? Some of you may have recognized some of these slides. We've talked about them before, but they are the basics. We need to learn that our body is continually, I'm distracted by the sunrise, it's so bright. Our body is continually communicating with us, and we must learn to listen to it. What is it saying if you are fatigued and you're always tired? You don't really feel like getting out of bed in the morning. This is a very common communication from our body, lack of energy. It's most common and it's the most ignored. People sometimes, there are some that are always getting infections and common illnesses, but there are others who never catch it, and that's what we see much of the time with these NECAM products. We sometimes notice that we have an inability to concentrate, but we would really like to be mentally acute, and so we should notice that as a warning from our body. We have aches and pains, or aches or pains are rare or never, and definitely we notice a difference with these products. People are stressed out, and that is a warning. Maybe that we're doing too much. We need a change in lifestyle. And others that are just really excited about a lot of activity, and they're doing biking and rafting and all kinds of climbing mountains and all kinds of things. So if our body is warning us, we need to pay attention. Then we must do a prevention route before these warning signs appear, or certainly we have to do something when they do appear. We need to pay attention and do something about it. And that doesn't mean run to the doctor and ask him what's the matter. Try figuring out, and with Google these days, you can look up anything and find out what's the problem. And if you don't invest in it, what will you pay for the disease? Not only money. You will be gnawing away at your health, maybe even your life. And so it's up to us to make the choice to do something about it. So then one of the things that we have recognized for years and years that is very, very difficult to get enough nutrients from our foods these days, and it is necessary for supplementation. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, "Let food be your medicine." I think there's probably a few on here on this call today who definitely agree with that. But today, what would Hippocrates say? He might say, don't let food be your poison. And as we go through the months, we will be talking more about what the toxins and poisons are in your food and what they are doing to your body. Today, this is just an overview of what we're going to be talking, some of the things we're going to be talking about down the road. What are some of the problems supersize America? Not eating your vegetables, and of course some of the ways the toxins are getting into our foods. So that's just sort of a problems with foods slide. Next one we want to talk about is some excitement in NECAN with Dr. Naidu. So Dr. Naidu is world renowned for the things that he's already done, the genius he is, solving the toxic shock syndrome when he was about 26 years of age. More recently, solving the E. coli problem with his products that are used to dip or spray meat products before they can enter the American market and many other markets around the world. So in addition to that, He has written many, many papers and is definitely the person who knows probably more about the human body than anybody I know. And the last thing is that he has brought credibility to NICAN by aligning himself with NICAN and bringing his products, the lactoferrin and the osteodent, so far. And he has come with NICAN because of a common philosophy and mission goal to improve lives. And recently we have learned that this is a, he has had an offer from some of the pharmaceutical companies that has brought even more credibility in that he was offered a huge, huge price for his patent. Millions and millions, of huge millions of price for his patent to just the osteodents. But he knew that if he sold out to them, they would just bury it so they could continue to market their products. And so he refused to buy them and let them bury it. And so we are so fortunate to have a man of the stature of Dr. Naidu. And only with NICAN will we be able to have that. How many Bruce, other... yes?
One of the things I found fascinating, too, is that Dr. Naidu's studies on the osteodents, for those of us who didn't know this, they have been submitted to the medical journal to be printed, and we should see those about 3 to 4 months from now. So sometime about the beginning of the summer, hopefully, we'll have those available. The research has already all been done, and we know the results based on what we've seen in the people. However, there are those in the medical community and those outside that that further validation to see the studies that were conducted in the research laboratories, they will be published. If they choose to publish them, because the information and the findings is so ginormous, can we say it that way, of what these products will do for us?
His osteodents and bone health have already been published, and the one that he's recently done on, I'm trying to work with my tools here, excuse me, and the one that he's recently done on inflammation has been accepted.
Okay, so we're on track.
Yes, and so Vance, if you have anything that you'd like to interact with, I would be glad to have you ask some questions or whatever instead of just going straight through.
No, this is perfect. Let's keep rocking and rolling. How many sides do we have total again, Ruth?
There's 15. Some of them we just sort of bumped through like I did some of them.
Right, okay.
Really quick. So what are we going to do about it? Here we are at the beginning of a month. It's a beginning of a year, really. It's time to make our starting, realize where we are, and set a starting point where you're going to start, set a goal, and make a plan. So as you can see on the slide, and I'll say some of the things that are on here, this is our turn on Earth, so let's take control of our health. We need to be responsible for it. We need to know our body, and then we'll talk about possible genetics and tendencies and where we have to think about where we are now, and the time frame you have to work on this, and your habit patterns, what they have been, and what you want your habit goals to be. And so then you have to look on the website or find a book or something and find the calories that you're going to maintain each day. We have in the past haven't really paid attention to calories, but it's a good way to know about how much you should eat. And we have to decide not only what we're going to eat, but how much of it, and set those habits. Make a food plan for a week, our meal plan, what we're going to be eating. So we're not going to be saying what you should eat exactly. You need to decide what you'll eat. However, we will be giving ideas and food for thought. How do you like that? Food for thought as we go through these months. Number one, this will give you a few clues. Get the processed food, in quotation marks, and the stuff you're not to eat out of your house, and so that you can not have the choices of those things to eat. Then get the foods in the house that you plan to use for your health and for your menus.
Ruth, I think the key on that is making a wellness pantry. We've got the components of the wellness home, but when you say get the processed and the refined flours, the refined sugars, the stuff that even the rats and the mice won't even eat if you put it out in the garage or in the barn, if we take that out of the areas where we're going to be tempted to eat it, then it's not an issue anymore. And we talked about, you mentioned about calories, and we've never really focused in on that with the lifestyle program or with the advanced lifestyle program. That we never really focused in on counting the calories, and yet at the same time, I think we kind of miss it because our wonderful FDA on any packaging shows on there this item, you know, this amount of servings is based on a 2,000 calorie per day diet. Well, everybody should know by now that we don't need 2,000 calories per day. And one of the points that Dr. Naidu mentioned is that at the age of 30 is we experience the tipping point. So figure out what your age is and then do a little quick calculation here. How many years has it been since you were 30 years old? And now multiply however many years that is times 12. And that's the calorie count that you need less every single day. So for example, I'm 41, and if I multiply 11 times 12, so it's been 11 years since I was 30, that's 132 calories that my body does not need, that I needed prior to being 30. So our body just naturally requires less and less of calories because we're not as active as we used to be. But bottom line, our body doesn't require it anymore. We've stored up the good health if we've, you know, taken that more assertive approach to it. So that's something that we've always tended to, as wellness consultants, we don't really get into counting calories. However, it's a serious issue that way. I think we really need to focus in on it. So again, 12 calories per year reduction after the age of 30. So if you're 60 right now, that's 30 times 12, which is 360, which doesn't seem like that much, but it really is. We can't continue to consume like we did in our teenage or early 20s because our body can't process that anymore.
You know what, if we're going to eat less, then we have to be even more careful that we are getting the nutrients we need from the food that we are eating.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is really good. I hadn't even heard this before, Vance, and I think that it's really good because we have to recognize that the calories are going to tell us what those high-carb foods are, and we need to get high fiber more than the high calorie. Of course, if you get all the processed food out of your house, you probably won't have any.
Well, simply replacing, growing up, and I'm not picking on my mom, I'm just stating some of the many things that my brothers and I learned every single time that if we were hungry in the afternoon and we wanted a snack, she would simply say, and this became a mockery at times, have a piece of fruit, and that's all we ever heard, is a broken record or a broken CD, you know, have a piece of fruit. Well, that today, if we went down to the grocery store and we bought some fruit, are we really going to get any nutrients? So exchange that for our wonderful product, Siaga, and simply an ounce of that is equivalent to 4.5 servings of organic fruit. So we can really trim off, a whole mess, because if you sat down and eat 4.5 servings of fruit, you know, a full apple, a pear, a handful of blueberries, and, you know, a couple other things to get 4.5 servings, man, you're going to be bloated, because that's a lot of extra calories that, you know, it's not going to fit, especially with that calorie reduction. So the Siaga, starting every day with that, we're exchanging and giving our body the nutrients it needs in exchange for the bulk that we don't need, all those empty calories, especially in the food. And, Ruth, this is a big, big problem with people in our culture or around the world. And we got, I don't know what the count is on this amount of surgeries, but the lap band, the rubber bands around the stomach, or the, you know, surgically stapling off part of it. Well, the problem with that is you're reducing your stomach down to the size of a walnut in some cases. And then the people keep on eating the same style, and they can't figure out why it's not working. Or they'll lose a lot of weight quickly, and then the problem is, from a nutrient point of view, their body suffers because they can't get the nutrients in that small space.
Well, certainly it's important, and that's a lot of what we're going to be teaching about, the need to get the nutrient. But you know, I'm going to have my siaga, but I'm still going to have some of that, some fruit. But and you know, in most yards, even little yards, you can grow blueberries. You can grow a lot of different fruits in your yard. So and work on that organic. But that's another story as well.
Right.
So we had better move along.
Not time to plant anything in the garden yet. We still got a couple more months. We'll cover that in a couple months.
Hey, you have to plan. So get the supplements that your body needs. And one of the things that that's why we are focusing today on the body balance and noting to on this slide that you can order the body balance on AutoShip and save some more money. So exactly what can you do without your health? Not much. So you really have to take it seriously. I have to find out what slide I'm on. Okay. Speaking of body balance, here it is. Amazing, healthy, and convenient food. And, you know, we got the body balance, and I was so excited because of all the things it didn't have in it. What didn't it have? It did not have, Vance, you know all the things it didn't have?
Yeah, well, we didn't have any artificial sweeteners, colors, no whey, no gluten, no soy. I mean, those are the big five right off the top of my head that I first saw. I was pretty ecstatic, like you were. And I think I was more ecstatic at watching my mom's excitement because she's been waiting for much. And you eliminate all the bad stuff. And if you want to compare apples to apples to the body balance to anything else out there on the market, I even sat down with one of our neighbors down the road who works with Metafast. And her question to me after looking at the ingredients was, how in the world did Nikan do that? I was really amazed.
Yeah, I was very amazed. When I started, I tasted it. It didn't taste the same as what I had used before, the previous Nikan ones. And I don't know why I was expecting it to taste the same. And I thought, but you know, it's not bad. I think I'll get used to it. Well, now, with some of the things we put in it and the recipes that we have, I love it. And everybody I give my body balance smoothie to, they love it as well. And so experiment with it. We'll have recipes in it online. And Vance, your mom has this really good recipe, and I've been using something similar. But basically what we do is we start with about a cup of water, and then we put in, I mean, I know this is going to sound strange, spinach. Or greens, I put in maybe a couple of, I'm going to say a bunch of things, but I don't put them all in there at the same time. I put in maybe a couple of tangerines, either that or I know Char uses a slice of lemon, and I use either a slice of lemon or some lemon juice, which I have on hand. And another thing that tastes really good in it is about equivalent of a banana if you have a couple of people. And I don't usually put in my strawberry mix. I keep my reds separate from my greens because I love having a bright green drink or a nice red or pink drink, but I'm not too fond of having the brown drink that's really brown. And I mix red and brown together, and that's red and green together, you get brown. But probably you can get used to having a brown one as well. So when I use my strawberry mix, I put in the chocolate. I put in the strawberries and the chocolate and a few walnuts. So we'll have some recipes for you, I guess. I should tell you.
The
I don't have one thing up here. I should have put one on the screen.
The
I'll
important
send,
thing
I'll send out one.
Is just to get creative and have some fun. And our oldest, McKenna, age 11, got braces this week, and so her mouth is pretty tender, pretty sore, and she specifically asked if she had. And so not every morning, but a couple times this week, you know, we made up a shake, and the fun thing was watching them guess what I put in it based on, you know, because they weren't in the kitchen when I made it. And you can get really creative without getting, you know, let's not do like, Ruth, how was it that I was remembering this week that a couple scoops of ice cream would not be recommended? I think that was someone in your home was doing that for quite a while.
Long ago. The thing is, I think that with the favorite one, and I want to mention the celery thing, is because you don't put very much. It's like a 4-inch stalk, or with the red one, or maybe a couple of 4-inch stalks chopped up, cut up with a green one. And I couldn't believe that you could put celery in a drink and have it be good. But it's actually my favorite one with the greens, a couple of handfuls of greens and the celery, and some lemon or something to give it a little kick, and the perfect the body balance. it is really very, very tasty. So experiment, like Vance says, experiment with it, and let's have fun with it, and it will taste good. Sometimes I put a few grapes, but they're pretty high on the calorie scale. So we'll have to figure out how many I haven't figured out how many calories are in my drink as part of the problem. And so I am going to be figuring out, because I am really, really starting with the calorie thing this week. Okay, 7-day journal is up here on the screen, and it is also on our website, the YB Hurton website, so you can go in and just print it off. And so we want to have if you want to have the balance that you need in your day, you want to know what is going to keep you very healthy. Number one, you're going to drink at least eight-ounce servings of water. So the first thing you do, you just start drinking that water every morning, and be sure you get in all your water. Probably, you really can't expect to wash the toxins out of your body or have your body operate correctly if you don't have pure, clean, and even, I would say, PIMAG optimized water. Everybody needs to have that. There's so many toxins in the water that you'd be you hear people not drinking water, well, no wonder. You have to have that good sleep, where you get into deep sleep, where your body restores itself. So give yourself a point for your 8 servings of water. Give yourself a point for your good sleep, hopefully on the NECAN sleep system. You will need to exercise. If you're going to be healthy, it's a very, very critical factor. Put on those cardio strides, and you'll have a lot more calories burned than you would without them. You want to go for at least a 30-minute walk, and in addition to all the stairs you run up and down and the biking you do, just make a habit. And I have a little suggestion of a lot of other supplements that you would want, just the basics that you would want to be using. Then you will take those nutritionals. That will be point number four. You would journal through the day or in the evening that you, and we have a little place for you to check these off and give yourself a tally mark. And so then you'll note that if you got your score, that you made it, and then how you feel when you're living this way. Okay, so then we have the meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so you have a point for each of those. But I also have something here you'll see on the slide or on your journal page, and it says before meal exercise. And then actually at lunch it says before MET, M-E-T, exercise. So that's metabolic. I haven't had any big weight problem, and probably one of the reasons is I have always made this practice of having what I call a metabolic exercise, 5 to 10 minutes, where before I eat, I go and jump up and down on a trampoline. I do twists. I do jumping jacks on it. Or sometimes I'll run up and down the stairs, or go for a short bike ride, just to kick up my metabolism. The metabolism, then when you go ahead and eat your meal, will be still running, and you will burn up your calories. I had one time after my third child was born, I had about 30 pounds to lose, and I was in a hurry to lose it. So after about 6 months after she was born, I started on this program, and it worked really well. And I think one of the things that helps with this metabolism exercise, and also if I decided that I thought I had to have something to eat when it wasn't time to eat, then if I even thought that, I made myself go exercise. So, and at the time, I was using a jump rope. So from that, I learned that if you go and do something that exercises you, it kicks up something called your apostat, and then you start burning your fat instead of eating.
Ruth, can I interject in here something real quick? That the awareness of that, and this is clinical research here, came out of Harvard University in 2007. Let me pay credit where credit is due. Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, Excuses Be Gone, this is out of that book. Harvard did this study, 84 room attendants, 84 maids in 7 different hotels, and all they did, took half of the group, so 42 of them, and said, we're going to explain something to you. As you're doing your daily routine, cleaning the rooms, tidying up everything, that actually counts as a form of exercise. And again, getting back to the awareness of making the conscious decision to do this. But what a lot of us are already doing, we're doing things. And you talk about running around the house. We live in a 3-story home, so up and down stairs all day. It counts for something. Well, they explained to the half of them, 42 of them, that this will count as exercise. And it can affect, you know, all these different attributes of your body. And then the other half, they didn't tell them anything. They just said, well, we're doing this cold. We just want to see. We want to evaluate this after a few months and see what happens. Well, after the couple months or however long it took, they went back to the first half, and sure enough, the ones that they just simply informed, they told them that, you know, this will count. What you're already doing can count for as a form of exercise. Every single one of those, of that half of the control group, their weight had dropped, their blood pressure had gone down, their body fat had been reduced, their waist-to-hip ratio had gone down, and their body mass index had changed. Just because they were aware of what's going on. The other half of the group, the other 42 room attendants, nothing had changed. So if we're aware of what we're doing, that, you know, if we work in an area where we have the option of riding the elevator, even 2 or 3 stories, or versus using the stairs, always err to using the stairs. And it makes a huge difference, that little bit, because it'll put us back in the more active. Because I, for one, Ruth, when it comes to exercise, I hate doing it. I mean, I always thought it was kind of a waste of time. There's got to be something else I can do that's more productive. I've found that, yeah, well, living on 5 acres, there's always plenty to do. Rain or shine, it doesn't matter. There's always something that we can do that's more fun. It doesn't seem like it. I've never seen a happy jogger. I've never seen a happy jogger. They always look like they're just, jogging their way to a hysterectomy or a colonoscopy. You know, it's like, hey, I'm not enjoying
knee surgery.
Yeah, exactly, knee surgery, and that's what most of the joggers you see are on pavement, just killing themselves. So there's all kinds of other things out there to do, simple things that won't destroy the body, but keep us into the mode where we're going to be burning this off. So we stopped on.
You start talking about this, it always reminds me of all these cruises we've gone on, and we always have the rule that you can't use the elevator.
Mm-hmm. And everybody at the end of the week, especially those who joined us at our table for dinner, they're always very, very upset. I would use even stronger words to describe their frustration at me, because, you know, for Stacy and I always got off the cruise at the exact same weight, or sometimes I was a pound or two less. And they said, how is that fair when we see what you eat? Well, I never use the elevators. One of our friends, who's 3 years younger than I was, the last cruise that we went on with her, she gained 10 pounds in a week. And, of course, when she got back home, she got rid of it all. But, again, it's making that choice to choose the more active route versus more sedentary.
And so, the activity is critical, the exercise. It's not just for weight loss, but just for the health of our body and the maintenance of our muscle structure. We want to be doing exercises. Exercise program is really a good thing, and I think some of these people that go in for aerobics or go in for a training and muscle training, I think it's a good plan. I wish I could make myself do it, which if I wish very hard, I would certainly get it done. I do. I have another part of the program in my exercise room that I do for muscle development.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't do nearly enough of it, so I need to improve that. And those are the type of things we need to look at. So looking through here on the journal, there are 10 points. And I put down low-carb snack in a couple of places because earlier in the, as I was speaking about the things where you're making a plan for yourself, I was, different ones of us have different problems. Some people have blood sugar problems, and so they're going to probably plan in snacks to fit in with their calorie program. Most of you know about how what size I am. I'm average height and pretty a little bit of light on bone structure, so I know that I cannot eat over 1,200 calories and lose weight. So I have to say between 1,200 and 1,000 to be able to lose weight. I think when I went on the program before, I had to stay at 1,000 calories to lose weight. And then I can maintain it 1,200 to 1,500 probably. And so look and see, think about your bone structure and that type of thing. And but then also think about not just that you get hungry, but if you get dizzy or something, that maybe you'll need to have snacks. And then otherwise, some people, maybe they'll decide to have two meals, especially people who are older. Maybe they'll eat a late breakfast and then an early dinner, which is, I have a tendency to do that. I still eat a light lunch also. Anyway.
Ruth, a comment or a question on that and then a comment is, this 7-day lifestyle journal is on your website, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so on White
and Kirk. I think it's under Ruth's Presentations.
Under Ruth's Presentations, and you can download this and print this. And I was on the phone yesterday with my father-in-law, who called completely excited because at one point in his life, he was 293 pounds at 6'3". He's now at a little less than 230. And the reason why he called is he said, son, I went out and did it, and I now fit in them a size 38 waist set of blue jeans. And he said, I cannot remember how many decades, it wasn't years, how many decades have existed. And he's in Houston, Texas. So, folks, here's my challenge. If my father-in-law, living in Houston, Texas, which is always at the top of the list of the fattest cities in America, if he can do it, we all can do it. I mean, because there's nothing to do there except for eat, literally. And the excitement coming through the phone line last night when he called us, he said, you know, I did it. I bought a pair of 38-inch waist jeans. And he was so excited. And he's doing exactly what you're talking about, Ruth, is taking that instead of doing the three huge, you know, four square meals a day, you know, he makes himself a good-sized breakfast. And then usually he'll eat a later lunch, depending on his schedule. And then at night, he doesn't eat that much. And he said, it's working. He said, I see what's going on. And here's a gentleman who lost his wife to cancer a year ago. And he knows that had they changed what they put in their mouth and changed their lifestyle, that probably could have been prevented.
Obesity, being overweight, is definitely a precursor to many of these chronic diseases. One other thing, as you're talking about we're talking about what we're eating, is that people are in such a hurry, especially at breakfast time and racing out of the house. This shake really works. Our daughter is living at home and going to school, but she will take time. If I have a shake ready, she will take time to drink that, eat a few supplements, and hustle out the door, where before she was eating quite a bit of junk. And I think we've got her reprogramming herself to eat really more healthy foods and stay away from the processed foods, but get that shakedown so she's got the nutrients. And also, she enjoys it. She likes both my red shakes and my green shakes. Likes them really well. So, now we have a slide. Body balance buddies. Well, why would we want a body balance buddy? Is because people who have friends, those that is well-known, that those who have a support group are more successful in reaching their goals than those without. So round up 3 to 6 friends want to achieve better health goals, including better weight, and then set up a regular conference time and then report to each other your goals and your results and the menu ideas that you come up with, and especially the body balance shake recipes. So hopefully that by rounding up some friends, maybe there'll be some that are not in MECAN, and so then as they get on their auto ship and they get their MECAN products, that'll probably pay for yours because they'll be in your organization. And then you can turn around, as it shows on the slide, There's the three that you recruited as Body Balance Buddies, and then they go out and recruit three others. Once people learn about the rest of the supplements, they're going to want to have much more than just the Body Balance, so that they are getting all their nutrients.
Ruth, what I think is crazy in our culture today, you mentioned going to a gym or going to an exercise facility and how we pay people to torture us. We pay a trainer. And I think what we're talking about here is spinning that around and saying, hey, why don't we recruit a couple other people and we'll end up getting paid to hold ourselves accountable? Because as a friend of mine, Bruce Woolsey, said, without accountability, there's no motivation for change. And we really need that support group, a couple other folks, and set a 6 or a 12-month goal, a target out there, and say, look, we got to hold ourselves to this. And it really becomes a fun, accountable competition when we do that. And, you know, all of us know three people.
You know, those three people know three people also.
Mm-hmm.
They can do the same thing. And as they do, here on the slide, we have three people who knew three people. So each of those three people knew three people. That's 9. And if each of those 9 know three people, of course, that's 27. Add those up, and you have 27, 9, 3, and yourself, that's 40 people. And the average autoship at our organization is about $200 per person. And certainly you can afford $200 autoship. If all these other people are doing the same thing, you set the example, you show them they can do the same thing, and that adds up to 8,000 volume. And even at the 10% pay level that you would have in NECAN, then you would have an $800 a month check just on the auto ship. Would that pay for your supplements? Well, yeah, probably on a car payment. And with the back pocket pain, that's one of the things that makes a big difference to people, is that when they get people together, and actually they just need to invite them to a presentation. They don't even have to do presentations anymore. You just invite people to go to them. So it's not a difficult thing to do, and we have plenty of training for people and with whatever they want to learn. But so they can get people and pay for their auto ship, or they can have a whole career. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So let's look a little bit at what else we have in NECAN. Emphasizing the career opportunity is something that we do in every presentation, because there are people out there, particularly now, who need to have a backup program or a career program. And so what do we have available out there to choose from, and what do we have here with NECAN? So we have here 10 components of a perfect business opportunity. I ask you to look at this and think of what would be your favorite component. And I'll read through them for those of you who are only on the sound program. Number one, we have amazing products, and that's the whole reason why this company can offer all the rest of these options, is because the products work so well. We have back there on that slide where we had the products, I forgot to mention it, we have these double-blind studies. I don't think there's any other companies in network marketing that have double-blind studies. We never had any when we began. I am very, very excited about the fact that we have double-blind studies with people who are, first of all, the ones with a neuropathy in their feet, and then second of all, now with the body energizer, where people actually had nerve fiber regenerated, and they have a picture of it, and we have an InTouch, and we can, which is a little short movie, we can send around to anybody we want to show it to. And then, of course, Dr. Nagy's double-blind studies. This is amazing. Well, what attracted us was first was item number 2, the amazing income. We heard a guy making $17,000 a month. We decided he could do that. We wanted to see what he was doing. The components of a perfect business opportunity, you might not pick out having a stable company for one of your favorites, but if it's not there, you don't have much of a chance at the others. It's a very strong necessity, and one that we were most interested, actually, when we first started. That was a big question. And so then timing, number 4 is timing. And we have a slide. That's so important that we have a slide for it. I'll show it to you in just a second. But in the wellness industry, I think we have good timing. Make a difference. This is probably one of probably my favorite, is being able to make a difference, be a part of an exciting cause. And I'll bet it is for every person who's on this call. I'll bet it's one of your top three. Making a difference, being a part of an exciting cause is huge. Having an invisible business work from home, people are just a little wary sometimes about being somewhere else or being in a business in town and having people come to your business and invade it or whatever, you never know what. Working at people are more and more excited about working at home, not just about the danger out there, but also just to be able to raise your family when you're at home and not have to hand out your kids and let somebody else raise them. Tax deductions. We are professional visitors. Everywhere we go, everything we do turns into a tax deduction because we're always talking to people wherever we are.
That's one that we overlook so often, especially when it comes to our own consumption on the auto ship. If we just make that decision to start a program like this, invest $200 a month for, you know, as an individual, that's right there. That's 40. What am I thinking? Come on, brain work. That's $2,400 a year, right there, that we get a write-off as a business expense. And people will go back and forth and argue with me, Vance, how can you write that off? Because you're eating it. Well, when it's part of a program that you're doing as a business, it's an entirely different category altogether. And if Vance and Stacy Rogers, for several years now, can be in the 15% or less tax bracket for total income in our annual, earning a six-figure income and only paying. Now, a lot of people say that's wrong. You should be paying more. No, I don't think so. We're paying our fair share. But you have to take the little bit of time that it takes to realize that, hey, again, it's the awareness. It's, you know, our auto ship is a tax deduction.
Well, I'm not sure about all of it, but certainly some of it. Talk to your, definitely your first order. But you know, when you're running a program like a body balance program, then I would think that definitely, if you don't eat it, you're not going to be a good billboard.
Mm-hmm.
So there. So that's something to think about. Personal growth. I think you're coming to the end of the hour, and I have to load a couple of slides for my next hour. Personal growth. Some people select this as the first. Their favorite choice because they feel that they have grown so much, and I think the enjoyment of the mind development and what we get to know and learn and who we become as a result of being around the NECAN people, about the studying that we do, it's a continual personal growth process and the ability to interact with other people, and I guess right now that goes right now with the next. When the great friends, the parties, the reunions that we have is just very, very much fun. And so those kind of go together. Well, I have number 10. I think is another one of my favorite ones. I never wanted to do anything that was boring. And I know that people jump out of airplanes and go to scary movies and all kinds of things just to have some excitement in their life. Well, we have excitement in our life all the time as we see people improve their lives and gain financial freedom. And, you know, I was at a preview Tuesday, and just seeing those people, and they're just sort of sitting there, and Pat and Mac were presenting, and as they asked them more questions about, you know, they didn't seem at first to want to admit that they wanted to earn some money, but pretty soon they were just getting more and more excited, and they were talking about wellness primarily, but in between, like, wouldn't you want to earn some money with this? And by the end, they were really excited, and half of them were guests there, and that was exciting. That was very much fun. So, here's very much fun. A one-month check. A couple. We sponsored a couple in South Dakota where there's not a whole lot of people. And they were doing just very, very well in NECAN and sharing it with their friends and their huge family. And Maid Diamond and Vince Bader just passed away, just had a heart attack and died And that left Mary, of course, a widow. And she said, she sent us a letter a short time after that and said that she didn't know what she would do. She didn't have any can. She couldn't run the farm. She'd probably be waiting tables. And in that letter, she enclosed a copy of her check for the month before. And that check, as you can see on the screen, if you've got your picture up, is $84,482.82 would be for the month of April. And she sent it, of course, it's paid on May 15th. And if that's not exciting and an opportunity to make a huge difference in somebody's life, I don't know what is. What could be more fun than that? And show people at the same time of what we can do. Oh dear, this is not going to click. This slide is, this new program doesn't make my animations work. And so this is the timing slide, and I mentioned that before, and we'll just say that we are definitely in the right time at the right place. Okay, so how does this whole thing work? I hope this slide is going to work. It will open. This is a big chart. not opening. If I click it again, it's not going to open on here. I will have to change the slide. It will open up and it will show you a chart like we make with you in the center and the people you sponsor out in those rectangles where we put them. And I printed some that didn't share with very many people. Excuse me. And they earned, but they still, because of their own product use, had and probably buying a pack so that they were up at a pay level, they earned $5 or $10. And then there are others who made $100 and some who made $500. I don't have that many, but there's usually just one of each of these. And one who made $1,000 or $1,200, one who made $15,000, one who made $10,000 a month. And because they had sponsored three people. Of course, and this person had sponsored about 9 or 10 people. Anyway, that's on this chart, and I'll have to open it up and make it the whole chart and not count on it opening on WebEx. So that's how network marketing works, by sharing with people and teaching them to do the same thing. So that's about it in a nutshell.
And Ruth, one of the things that we'll be focusing on as we progress through this, looking at the whole year, the first Saturday of every month is we will have people sharing testimonies. We'll gather up some of those. We will have people sharing some of their tips of what and how they've utilized, just making small corrections and what it's done for them. And the whole focus, again, folks, is as wellness consultants, if we can take ownership of our own, not using the word diet in the sense of going on a diet, because fad diets don't work. That's been proven over and over and over again. We're all the result of that. However, if we take ownership and change our whole perspective, change what we mentioned, getting a wellness pantry, wellness refrigerator, eliminate the things that aren't good, put in the stuff that is, and making a few corrections and being aware of what's going on, we can change all this. So that's First Saturday of every month. The focus is going to be on what we discussed today, and we'll focus in on more specifically even this last chart that didn't pop up, being able to spend some time. This was just an overview of what we're going to be going through and getting into some of those specifics. So, Ruth, if there's nothing more on your end, I will let you go so you can load up your next set of charts.
That's fine. And thank you for inviting me, and everybody, thank you for it. Coming to listen, and I would be excited to hear about your plan and about your body balance buddies.
Exactly. So a couple quick reminders, and we'll say sayonara to Ruth. And if you have somebody that wants to listen to this, that you know that this would be beneficial to them, yes, it is a little bit longer than we normally do. However, I think the information and the whole presentation is extremely beneficial. Couple different avenues. Again, Dennis and Ruth's website, www.ybhurton.com. That's Y, the letter Y, the letter B, H-U-R-T-N. So all consonants except for just the U, ybhurton.com. and click on the WebEx schedules, and everything is there. We'll be using that again in the future. And then as well, the audio recording is available at Steve Crowfoot's website, www.canbe4u.biz, and that's C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, .biz/S, as in Saturday. So a couple different options to catch the recording.